Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I've got a couple of guests in the studio this morning to talk about the new domestic violence prevention plan that's come out. Julia Smith is the prevention coordinator with SAFE, and Gretchen Clark is a public health consultant. Good morning.
Good morning.
And is this the first sort of comprehensive domestic violence prevention plan, or is this something, is it an annual process? What's happening?
This is our first primary prevention plan in Sitka. Pathways to a Safer Sitka is our primary prevention coalition that started meeting about 3 years ago to come together and think about, you know, what we wanted to do to create change in our community so that domestic violence, sexual assault does not happen. We brought down a facilitator from the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, Lori Grassgreen, to help with this planning process. So we've been meeting for 3 years and meeting about every 6 weeks to put this together, and we finally just released it in conjunction with the mural unveiling. So we have a published document now.
Okay, and I guess, you know, probably 10 minutes isn't enough time to even really begin to get into it, but what's, if we could sort of just draw a schematic of what the plan is. It's, you guys have sort of prevention on the mind sort of before, you know, this you were just describing it as, you know, like brushing your teeth to prevent cavities rather than going to the dentist afterwards. How's it, can you sort of give us an idea of what it's going to look like?
Sure. So primary prevention is before the fact. So we have about 20-some agencies involved, and our mission is really to help community members understand and demonstrate healthy relationships. So we're really working towards a systems change so that violence doesn't happen. And so we've identified 5 different areas that we want to focus on, or really that we've been focusing on for the last several years. The first goal is around school programming and policy changes. So teaching healthy relationships in the schools, and not really safe teaching healthy relationships, but teachers teaching the social and emotional skills so that kids develop in a healthy manner. The second goal is around youth leadership. The third goal is around engaging boys and men. The fourth goal is around healthy family growth and development, and the fifth goal is around healthcare. So working with healthcare institutions to work with parents and families.
And to meet each of these goals, you'll develop specific programs like Girls on the Run and so on.
Right. We already have lots of programming happening. For the first goal, the school programming goal, there's a program called the fourth R, R standing for relationships. And right now it's being taught at Sitka High in the health classroom, and it's about 24 sessions. It's very comprehensive. There's 3 different units. The first unit focuses on healthy growth and sexuality. The second unit is on substance use deflection, and the third unit on healthy relationship skills, so communication skills, conflict resolution. And that course was also taught at Pacific High, and it's a curriculum that is being taught across the state. I think Gretchen probably knows how many schools in the state are teaching it, but the Department of Education is very supportive of that and providing scholarships for teachers to get the training and scholarships for schools to purchase the curriculum. And then Girls on the Run is another program that's happening after school, but it's happening over at Kiku Shaheen. And then also our boys program, Let Me Run, which we just started a couple of weeks ago, and we're piloting that program for the first time in Alaska, and that's also happening at Kiku Shaheen. And that's meeting 2 different goals. That's meeting the first goal on school programming, and also the third goal on engaging boys and men.
Okay. Let's talk a minute about the resources that you have. I mean, because I think a lot of communities would like to do these kinds of programs, and I guess the goal is for Sitka to be kind of to develop programming that could be a template for other communities. But Gretchen, there's substantial resources have been allocated to developing this plan and implementing it, right?
Sure. Yes, Alaska is actually one of 33 states that is what's called a Delta state, and it's a domestic violence primary prevention plan. And within Alaska, there are four communities, and Sitka is one of those four Delta communities. And Sitka has been a Delta community for the past 6.5 years. And the goal of Delta, which is a federally funded program, is for communities to create this primary prevention coalition to work towards this primary prevention plan. And the idea of the plan and the coalition is that we create the factors that promote healthy relationships and the environment that allows healthy relationships, nonviolence, to flourish in all sectors of the community. So the schools, within the healthcare setting, within the after-school setting, with our social service agencies, with family support, and that there's this complete comprehensive wraparound program in place. And then one of the other major sources of funding, and this was released last year in the winter, is the the Domestic Violence Primary Prevention Pilot Program through the State of Alaska, Department of Health and Social Services. And Sitka is one of four communities in the state to receive this grant, and it's a substantial funding for our primary prevention program of $200,000 a year for 4 years. And the idea behind this pilot prevention program is that Sitka does, you know, test and pilot primary prevention programs that work within Alaska and that small communities can adapt and put into place in the future. And so the state of Alaska is definitely looking over the next several years to expand this program into other communities and is looking to these four communities, of which Sitka is one, to really set the stage for other communities to come on board in the future.
Are you supposed to coordinate with the other communities that have also received this grant funding, or is everybody supposed to kind of go it alone and then see what works best?
No, there's definitely communication between the four communities. You know, this grant was just awarded in February, and in that time already, we've had two team meetings where all of the pilot prevention grantees came together and talked about what the plans are within the individual site, and then where there could be overlap to share resources, whether that's just kind of person time, research time, or even coordinating looking to bring programs to the community. Like Green Dot is a program that many communities around the state are looking towards, and the state of Alaska is actually looking at several of the communities, Kodiak and Bethel and Dillingham, coordinated to kind of share that when the trainer's up within Alaska, and we're looking towards that for next year within Sitka.
Okay, and I guess a paradox of this of this investment and of these programs and of this planning is that if it's working, our statistics, our domestic violence statistics, in which are already bad, dire in Alaska, are actually going to go up, right? Because more people will be. We'll let the plane go by. It's a beautiful day to fly so
yes.
far. I was saying that statistics, reporting statistics, are actually going to go up if this is working, because I guess people will just be more dialed in, right?
That's right, yeah. The ideal is that we'll see statistics go down eventually, but that's just not the reality in a four-year grant period. We'll see an increase in numbers, and mostly because there's more awareness and people have more access to resources and support. But there are other indicators that can help us understand if the programming that we're doing is working. For instance, you know, Girls on the Run, we're evaluating pretty rigorously, and it is a program that's been evaluated nationally, but students are taking a pre- and post-test. And so by the end of the program, we know if girls are feeling more self-confident, if they have more self-esteem, if they've got better support systems, if they're feeling more connected to adults in the community, specifically their coaches or their school or other peers. And those are all indicators of success, connectedness.
And these are the short-term indicators that you were talking about that should eventually lead to an overall lowering in domestic violence trends.
Right, and in addition to the increased self-esteem, self-confidence is also better conflict resolution skills, ability to negotiate relationships, and that's something that Girls on the Run, Let Me Run, the boys programming, and Forth are all focus heavily on, is how to negotiate a relationship, relationships are tricky things, and unless we learn healthy ways to handle relationships, we just pick up what's around us. And so the idea is to really work towards shifting from what in many instances can be unhealthy relationship that surround us to healthy norms and healthy ways of communicating, connecting with one another. And that will, as that shifts and becomes the majority of relationships that we see around us, then we'll start seeing down the road, 15, 20 years from now, decreased statistics relating to domestic violence.
One of the other programs that we're working on to help shift norms is the Sika Youth Leadership Committee, which is a group of young people coming together to promote respect and really create a culture of respect within their peer group. And so they're taking on leadership roles to provide peer education, to use the media to promote positive messages. You know, they just went on an amazing kayak trip last spring for 8 days in the backcountry with 22 youth around the state of Alaska to talk about social change and what leadership means and how they can influence their environment.
And they're being recognized statewide, too. They've been invited twice to the Alaska Association of Student Government conference to present on how to become a successful youth leadership group.
And they'll be presenting at our annual youth leadership conference in Anchorage called Lead On, which is where youth come together.
And you have some other partners in town. So people could be experiencing, I guess, feeling the effects of this plan through other organizations, your partners, right?
That's right. There's over 20 organizations involved, but some of our major partners are the Sika Native Education Program and Sika Counseling and Prevention Services, and then we did partner extensively with Art Change for this mural project.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in this morning and talking about it. It sounds like it's. I guess it's good to know that there is this kind of major effort underway mm-hmm. to kind of address this problem, because I guess it's kind of a bummer note to leave the interview on, but Alaska still leads the pack, right, nationwide in domestic violence statistics.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Julia Smith is a prevention coordinator at Sitkins Against Family Violence. Gretchen Clark is a public health consultant. They're both members of the Pathway to a Safer Sitka coalition. We've been talking about the newly released, the official name is the Domestic Violence Prevention Plan. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pathway to a Safer Sitka.
Okay, we'll take that. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you.